You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football pre- and post-game show co-host.
I think he's getting better, man. You always get asked, right? I'm sure you guys do. Are you a believer in Caleb Williams? And I'm not there yet is my answer. But I start believing more and more in him. And I'm even saying that after that last play of the game. I'm upset it didn't happen. But going into that the final few, I'm like, all right, we have 3 timeouts. We're going to tie the game or win the game here and go for 2. I just believe that it's unfortunate it didn't happen. All right, now, Caleb, it's your time to prove me right again or prove me wrong again. Go out there the next time you get a chance to do that, win the game or tie the game.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
We love talking to Patrick Manelli every Tuesday, and we do so via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured Bear. He's also a long snapper. And the Patrick Manelli Award is coming up. Join fellow football fans at the annual Patrick Manelli Award Dinner, featuring an inspirational panel honoring the top long snappers in college football. It is the award that bears his name for a reason. The dinner and the ceremony take place on Saturday, December 13th. It all benefits Bernie's Book Bank. Visit berniesbookbank.org for more details. Hey, Patrick, how are you?
I'm good, guys. A little different talking after a loss, but here we are. I mean, we're still in the positive mode, and I joked in the pre- and the post-game show that Mully started talking about draft picks, and I said, stop it, man. I am not talking about a blank
I heard that.
Let's talk about a loss. Let's talk about the Cleveland Browns coming up next or whatever, but do not talk about a draft pick to be in a position.
I was listening, and Mully was setting it up real good. He's going into the preamble, and you're just like, Mully, look, I'm just going to stop you right here. I am
not having it.
I'm not going to answer that question about the draft because you're right, dude. It's like at this time every year, most times in the last 20 years or so, you're right. We're vying, trying to analyze. Losing is not interesting, Patrick.
God, I mean, it's fun now. We're actually getting to talk clock management. Can Caleb throw? Hidden yard. Why you win and lose? Talking about all that. So let's break down the game and what we see in the Bears.
Actually, you just listed off all the topics we were probably going to talk to you about.
Yep. So,
I love it when people produce their own show. So which one of those would you like to start with, Patrick?
The final play. I think everybody wants to talk about that. I had no problem with it. You know, you can talk about clock management with that as well. I thought it was brilliant. I think he left it with, 20-something seconds left to go in the game. If you score there, we're talking about how great of a job Ben Johnson's doing with clock management. And then does he go for two and all that kind of stuff? We'll never know. I'm sure he'll hold that to the vest. I'm not sure if he's talked about that. But I had no problem with it. But I thought, guys, the most important part of that whole situation at the end of the game was he let Caleb make the play. He put it in his hands. You know, he could have maybe just said, all right, guys, we're going to hand it off up front. We've got two timeouts left, and let's just run for the first down and go from there. He made a decision. He gave it to Caleb. He said, listen, you have the option to run or throw it or whatever, whoever you want to throw it to. And I love that. To me, that was a key moment between Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, that it's his time to go out there and make a statement play. And unfortunately, he didn't. But I think that's what we're going to see in the future is Ben Johnson saying, all right, Caleb, here you go. Here's the keys. Go make the play.
And Patrick, I completely agree with you on everything you just said. And I think it's important because they've had this conversation. I'm sorry. We've had this conversation, everyone has about, oh, is it about winning or is it about Caleb's development? I was like, it's about both. What are you talking about? Because my whole thing since the start of the season is I don't care how much you want to win. You're not going to win it all without Caleb Williams playing at a higher level and showing improvement, which clearly he needs to do. And I think what you just said about that last play and having the option to run or pass and obviously pick the read, that is a step in his development, whether he succeeds or whether he fails.
No, I agreed. So, all right, he failed, right? But that's a rep. And you get better by reps. And that is a game time, big time rep, right? You're going against your rival, end of a game, not an end of a half thing. It's one where, you know, kind of makes or breaks your career. And this is only his second year. And hopefully he learns from this. And what I expect is, Marshall, the next time this situation comes up, Ben Johnson calls his number again and he succeeds. And then that tells me, like you heard in the opening there, am I sold on Caleb yet? No, I'm not. But if you start making these plays, the city of Chicago is going to be sold. I'm going to be sold. You guys are going to be sold. We'll win more games. So I'm just excited that he handed it to him in that situation, said, young man, go make the play. It's unfortunate he didn't, but I like the fact that he did.
All right, so jump in on the discussion that we were having earlier to essentially begin the show, and that is the poor starts.
The Wayne Larrabee thing?
Not Wayne Larrabee! No!
What are you talking about?
He's fat! Wow. I promised I wasn't going to go Wayne again, but
nobody's
there it was.
Fat.
I don't want you to lose your voice.
It's Wayne's world.
Mitch, I might need Friday off. Where was I? Oh, yeah.
Don't pull a Kyler Gordon.
No.
Sorry. Wow. We want to ask you about that, too. Add it to your list.
I know. We'll get to that. Sorry. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah. No, yeah. As Layla called it, Layla has coined the phrase the procrastination offense because it does get good.
I'm going down for this one.
Their paper, just like Layla's papers in college, they may have been turned in late, but it was good work.
My papers were never turned on late.
Oh, but no, you did procrastinate.
I had a 3.9.
Well,
you could have had a 4.0.
But in my daily tasks, I had an 89 in media law, an 89, and I apparently got the highest grade in the class. That's not important.
Look at the big words on Layla.
No, you know what?
Look where it got you now.
Exactly.
She's sitting first chair at 50,000 watt radio station.
They hate me though, and I'm unqualified for this job. But I will say this. I do procrastinate my daily tasks, as you guys know. I procrastinate going to bed. I procrastinate waking up. I procrastinate putting makeup on. Yes, I do procrastinate every day.
That's just being human, Layla. That's what we do.
But the problem is these guys are not human, and we expect them to not procrastinate in the offensive game plan. You can't just eke out 71 yards at the half.
I'm going to give you coach speak on this one. Oh. And just do the simple better.
Isn't that what we've been saying the whole season, though?
No, lose normal was the battle cry.
It's the beginning. Don't jump off sides, Colson Loveland. Unfortunately, you know, that's a holding penalty. That's in the middle of a play to get to 3rd and 15 in the first two drives. But just do the simple better. Get started by not making the little mistakes. And that's just get the game rolling that way. That's what I would like to see. And I also feel that way with Caleb. Do the simple better on 3rd and 5. Don't miss those little kind of layup shots to whoever's open. You know, I think I heard you guys talking about missing some of the easy throws, and that to me is just do the simple better for Caleb as well. You really can't put that in this last game. I thought that was too, just the 3rd and 15s because of the penalties. But overall, when they start slow It's them just not executing the little things. And that's coach speak, but they got to get everything right.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But is it faulting at this rate? Like there's a reasonable expectation of fault, and then there's 71 yards as a team at the half.
Yeah, I can't put my finger on that one. That was discouraging. Let's talk about the positives, how they came out in the second half and fixed that. But yeah, if they come out and they put up points, obviously earlier, it changes the narrative of the game, puts them in a different situation. But they can't do that. Ben Johnson, when he always talks to, right, he always seems like he solves the problem. And he was talking about the passing game getting better, need to execute better. He didn't get it better this last game. So they know it needs to get better. I just don't have the answer for that. But my simple coach speak of not coaching him up is what you would do as a bad coach is tell him do the simple better.
This segment with Patrick Manley, the longtime long snapper for the Chicago Bears, brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I take issue with that offense mainly because of things like the defense finally getting an interception early in the game, and they've got the ball, you know, first and 10 at the 36-yard line of Green Bay, no points. That to me is the difference between winning against regular teams and winning against the best teams in the conference. But when you look around right now, Patrick, do you feel like the North is a thing that's still on the table? Do you feel like the number one seed is still on the table?
I do. With this run game and who they are, I think they can. The key is those turnovers too, Marshall, if they can continue getting those. But again, they're going against one of the top three or four defenses in the NFL. So that's tough going with this offense, who is not elite yet. We have an elite running game, but we're not an elite offense. But I do think there is a chance. You know, you take care of Cleveland, you get back on the winning side of things, and then you take care of Green Bay when they come back here to Chicago. You never know. But I do think they're good enough to do it. I think they proved it in that game against Green Bay. I think what we watched on Sunday was a playoff game. Those are two playoff caliber teams, and I think the Bears are good enough, and I think they can win this division.
It's Raheem Harrison Grody on the score of this segment with Patrick Manley. It's sponsored by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we are at our best. Patrick, I got a couple of things for you. First of all, what did you see, and what was your reaction on that botch kick in the second quarter by Cairo Santos?
It looked like he was going for that dirty kick, you know, where you kind of carry it to the 20-yard line and hit it on the ground. And in my opinion, in that situation, that's not when you do it. The weather is difficult. You just kind of let a player do what's easy, and you just take what the situation is giving you, if that makes sense. Don't try that dirty kick there. I understand maybe in practice he's done it at Hallis Hall and the weather and all that kind of stuff, but make it easier on the player. And what happened there, two guys that gave up a touchdown after that one.
Yeah.
You know, they got the ball at the 40-yard line. They gave up a touchdown. Another one that's upsetting to me and hidden dirty bad yards for special teams is the touchback by Torrey Taylor. They had a touchback that went to the 20-yard line, right? I'm expecting him, I think it was a 60-yard kick into the end zone. They get the ball on the 20-yard line. They go and score a touchdown. If you want to be an elite punter in that situation, games like this late in the year where it's, you know, tough weather and all that kind of stuff, get the ball within the 10-yard line. That's your job. You're a fourth-round pick to do that. Getting first downs in this league is hard. That's an extra first down, an extra 10 yards, but they let them start at the 20-yard line, and they went and scored a touchdown on that one as well. So if I'm in the special teams meeting, I'm taking Aaron Grody, and I'm Richard Hightower, I'm talking about that to the guys. I'm saying, listen, this is where we're not doing our job. Okay, did we execute the snap, punt, kick, and all that stuff? And fine, but these are the hidden yardage. This is what happened afterwards. We need to take care of our job.
The other thing real quick was, and you mentioned that the botch kick led to the Bo Melton bomb. What did you think about like some of the breakdowns on defense, the explosive plays, which eventually did end the Bears in this game?
That's elite quarterbacking to me and Jordan Love, recognizing what's going on. You know, this the one to C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the one where they signaled to him and they kind of, you know, called the play. You know, they saw what was going on. They rolled up and they were blitzing and they were bringing it. To me, that's Jordan Love, and that's where I want Caleb to get. That's a quarterback taking over at the line of scrimmage and recognizing, you know, the Kevin Byard's on him or whoever's covering him. It's a mismatch, and that's just Jordan Love taking advantage of what was given him. And Dennis Allen's going to live and die by the blitz, and we know that. And he's been successful a lot of times with it, but that was Jordan Love beating him a couple times on those calls.
We're talking to Patrick Manley, the longest tenured Bear, former long snapper, has long snapper IPA, and part of our pre- and post-game coverage here on 670 The Score. And Patrick, you talked about what you perceived to be halftime adjustments. Well, yesterday, Ben Johnson was asked, what offensive adjustments did you make at halftime? That was the question. And he said none. So when you hear him say that, and I said it sure looked like there was some discussion at the half. As a former player, what do you make of that, and what goes on? I feel like there's enough time to at least say to somebody, hey, you're doing X, Y, and Z during this game. Don't do that, or something like that goes on at the half.
What I kind of saw was just his mentality changed. I don't think his formations and all that kind of stuff changed. I think it was more of they came out and actually threw the ball and did a little more play action to start the second half and then got to the run game. So, you know, you practice all week and you put that game plan in all week and you got formations and all that stuff and you're scouting Jeff Hafley. I don't think he changed any of that. I just think he went down on his call sheet and called different plays and different orders and different ideas and different situations. That's what I thought. And when you're asking about adjustments, it's not him, you know, adjusting schemes and things like that. I think it's just him adjusting his call sheet to what he needed to do at that moment. And it obviously worked in the second half to get started throwing the ball, they're making the easy throws for Caleb and loosening up the defense and then running the ball down their throat successfully.
You called it elite quarterbacking. I don't know that that's going to drop off between now and December 20th when they play here in Chicago. I don't believe Kyler Gordon's going to be playing. I don't even know if Jalen Johnson's going to be at full strength by then.
Yeah.
How do they deal with this elite team speed in addition to the elite quarterbacking when they can't seem to get pressure without calling blitzes? I mean, what's the answer here?
I don't know, Marshall, and I think that's Dennis Allen's job to figure out. It'll be interesting to see if his game plan looks anything like it did on Sunday. Do you come out there and play as much man and blitz as much as you do? I don't know. That's going to be an interesting thing, too, as coaches. You've got 2 weeks, 14 days to put two game plans together for the team. And I don't have an answer for that one. I'm sure Dennis Allen and his crew right now, they're worried about Cleveland. But in the back of their mind, he's probably talking to his younger assistants down the line saying, we got to figure out a game plan for this. Start scouting that game a little bit harder and get me ready for 2 weeks, because whatever they did didn't work. You know, they only gave up 28 points, but they got beat on those big plays, and that killed them.
They had an 18% pressure rate on their blitzes.
Yeah,
that's
not good. I mean,
that's
the problem, Layla. I feel bad for Dennis Allen. If Montez Sweat was an elite pass rusher, or if they had an elite pass rusher, this defense would look a whole lot different. And if you want to go talk about draft, that's what you got to draft, right? You got to get somebody for him to get to the quarterback. And I don't know if you can get a Micah Parsons, but a Micah Parsons-like player that, you know, the game has to be schemed around him, and then you can worry about pressures differently throughout the game instead of dialing up these exotic blitzes all game.
I'm turning Spiegel's page way too soon because Spiegel apparently decides when to turn the page.
We ain't got to wait till tomorrow.
Wednesday.
Yeah, we ain't got to wait till tomorrow. Patrick ain't coming on with us.
Hey, the Bears are doing it right now. They have to. The coaches have to do that because they know they got him in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You have to turn it quickly. If I'm a coach and I'm bringing the guys in on Monday and Tuesday, I'm watching very little of that film just to wash it out of there because it's coming back quickly, right? It's coming back next Sunday night, next Monday when they start ready for the next game. I'm turning the page. So I think you're turning the page right
I'm
there.
I'm turning the page, buddy.
Make that happen.
Yes. Right. I know. He just turned too many pages.
I just turned a little
bit. Just turned two.
Don't turn it to the Packers. Just turn it to Cleveland.
Oh, but I do want to ask you about the fact that Bears game is on a Saturday night in the holiday season at 7 p.m. in the great, big, beautiful city of Chicago.
The tailgating alone.
I mean, it's going to be...
the bars. Your friends.
It's going to be
family.
My friends. Hey, Pat, have you played in a Saturday night game in the city? I remember.
I can't recall a Saturday night. I know Sundays and Mondays, and the crowd was different, obviously.
Yes. Drunk.
But it's going to be... That atmosphere is going to be amazing.
Oh,
and it's, you
yes.
know, it's... Too bad we lost. It would have been more fun to win, but I think just that revenge game too, that revenge feel as a Packers fan is going to be pretty good.
There's going to be some distracted people at holiday parties. You know somebody's scheduled
a
holiday party.
There's going to
be some arrests.
Oh, gosh. Oh, the holiday parties for sure.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of people going to the old style jail, I think, at some point in time.
Is T-Box that day too? If T-Box is that day, just pray for the police,
Hey, Pat, I just thought of a horrible potential memory for you and for me.
Potential memory?
What was did you guys play a New Year's Eve game on a Saturday night where... I think, do you know what I'm talking about? Rex Grossman had a terrible game.
Yes, we did.
Do you remember that? Like, I wish I could think of more details.
Not really. Those are some you just wash away. Yeah. It was a New Year's. Yes, it was.
It might have been a Saturday. Yeah. Sorry to bring that up, but it went through my head, and stream of consciousness got the best of me. I am sorry, Patrick.
Well, let's hope for a better outcome next Saturday.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yes. Thankfully for the world, T-Box is this Saturday, so
at least
the Saturday night Bears game isn't combining with the bar crawl, the Big Ten grads.
The Big T-Box, the Swiss Hole.
The 12 bars of Christmas or whatever they call it. I've heard of it.
And they're not interrupting the Manly Award, thank God.
No.
Thank God.
Bears knew how to schedule it right.
Yeah, nice plan.
Or the Heisman. Yes.
There it is. That's Patrick Manley. We always love talking to him. Before Chicago takes on Cleveland, tune in Sunday from 9 until noon, 9 a.m., for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. And that is where you will find Patrick Manley, along with Olin Krutz and Mully, getting you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, they have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Aturo Tire. Yes, all of it can be heard on the Score and the Odyssey app. Patrick Bailey, thanks as always.
Thanks, Patrick.
Bye, Snappy.
Oh, wow. Snappy. Oh, yeah,
you
now that
he's off
gone.
The line. Yeah, you are doing that.
I see what you did there. Coming up, we should do this more often, so we're gonna. Let's go around the NFL. And the topic today and around the NFL is, after the Bears lost to the Packers, who do you fear in the NFC? Who do you respect? What the hell was that game last night? We'll discuss it all next on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.